T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You thought leaving a second on the microwave was poor office behavior. So that is nothing compared to the savagery of what former intern, current hot mess Breezy did today.
We were alerted to this by a fellow coworker who, by the way, is the nicest, friendliest gentleman.
Sure. You know what?
He's just a great guy.
I was going to say, Mike Bowen, our traffic guru.
Yeah.
He stopped paying attention to the traffic and letting everyone know.
Which he loves, by the way.
He is very passionate.
He is a traffic aficionado.
Sure. He pulled himself away from his duties to come in here and tell us of the pure savagery that you dropped on this entire office today,
it's
Breezy.
It's sick, really.
This is unreal.
It's sick.
My fearless leader ratted me out to you two?
Yes,
of
I know.
All people?
That's
yes.
how bad this is.
That's how bad it is. And the funny thing is, you incriminated yourself on Twitter like an hour and a half earlier by tweeting at 7:10 a.m. that you had just burned your popcorn in the office kitchen. So we knew exactly.
I need to start watching more like Criminal Minds.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Real quick.
Why
are you eating popcorn at 7 a.m.?
Why wouldn't I be eating popcorn at 7 a.m.? That's the real question.
You're not letting time control your eating habits? All right, fine. I can respect that.
Well, Corey, like you, she's not a slave to the calendar.
That's right. You know,
or the time of day.
All right, well, I can respect that. Hunger
knows no time, Corey.
By the way, you can view the footage, the horror of it all on Instagram.
This is disgusting.
On Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. We have it on our Instagram story. You can see what she left for the rest of the office. And we've got, what, maybe 100 people that work here in this building on any given day?
That microwave gets a lot of use every single day. And every person that opens it today is going to look in there and be like, what the F is this?
That microwave has caused so much drama in this office.
Yeah, it has. But never to this level. I mean, this is like threat level midnight right now.
She left kernels. There are kernels still inside the microwave.
Several.
It looks like there's some spilled butter in there. What happened?
No. And Mike Bowen told us that it was so bad that it affected the taste of his coffee that he heated
you
up.
You altered
tasted
his
like
coffee.
Popcorn.
It tastes like burnt popcorn. Ugh.
So what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know it was on this level.
Did you realize you left such a mess behind?
Well, no, because I burnt my popcorn. I was flustered. It was basically on fire.
By the way, how would you react if this happened in your office? Would you go as big as we are with this and demand not
go on the radio? Probably.
Demand not call, you know, not just calling out the behavior, but dare we say, we think a punishment should be an act.
Oh,
an
what? An okay, yeah. All right, slow, pump the brakes, Sally. Yeah. Let's just calm down for a second.
No.
Punishment?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this is so egregious that we just can't be like, oh, it's fine. No.
Okay, so look, you're going on vacation, and I get
I'm
it.
Out. Like,
I get it. I fully own the fact that anytime I have a vacation, I get pre-vacation burnout. Like, you know, Corey.
Sure. She's like 100 days away for her next one and sort of get ready.
Florida, 41 days.
But you're not counting.
No. But this is next level because this affects everyone else in the office. It's so inconsiderate.
It is.
And we think that some kind of recourse is in order.
Is it really, though?
Yeah. I mean,
how can
you
reheat those kernels and make your own popcorn? You
know,
Elizabeth commented on our Facebook page on the video saying, calling her out publicly in front of thousands of people is probably enough. No, Elizabeth! No! Not enough by a long shot.
Robin.
Robin's suggestion. Okay.
Savagery of its own. Yeah. Make her eat the kernels.
Robin coming in hot.
Wow.
Honestly, not that much of a punishment. I'd do it.
You would go eat those kernels?
We want to amp this up, though.
Yeah.
Okay, 222-9800. Call in now with the punishment you think we should give
the
Breezy.
Colonel Crook.
The Colonel Crook Breezy. Whoever gives us the best punishment, we've got something to give away this morning, and we'll give it to you if we think yours is the best. Paw Patrol coming to the RBTL's Auditorium Theater Saturday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and Sunday, February 24th at noon and 4. And we have free tickets If you call in now at 222-9800 and tell us what the punishment should be for Breezy for her Colonel crimes.
Colonel crimes.
I want to work the popcorn stand at Paw Patrol a lot.
Oh.
I think that should be a punishment.
That would be fitting, but I feel like you'd
enjoy... That would be a prize.
You'd enjoy that too for much, you. For sure.
I would be in the bed of popcorn just basking away.
We got Shannon on the ladder now, 222-9800. Shannon, what do you think the punishment should be for Breezy's Colonel crimes?
You got to put something on their door handle or coffee handle or something. Peanut butter on the coffee handle.
Wow. All right. So
we need to prank her, essentially.
The coffee cup. Yeah. On her coffee cup, maybe like something. Yeah. Like peanut butter. Yeah.
All right. Breezy's in the studio. Breezy, how do you feel about us randomly at some point just smearing peanut butter on your coffee cup?
Yeah. What? That's cruel and unusual.
What you did was cruel and unusual.
Or maybe the phone. Maybe the phone receiver handle.
Yes.
Maybe we'll
do something to the traffic studio.
How about we just take Breezy's phone and get a jar of Jif and just drop it in?
What? Yes.
Yes.
Shannon, I don't know about all this.
Shannon, you hang on. That's a good suggestion, but I think we've got a lot of people that have suggestions for these punishments.
Yes, we do.
All right, what should the punishment be for Breezy's Colonel crimes? Again, if you just joined us, she cooked some popcorn in the microwave, burned it, left kernels and
everywhere.
Butter. It's altering everyone else's food and coffee. That's how bad this is. Best punishment idea gets Paw Patrol live tickets. 222-9800. Amber from Webster. All right, do you have a punishment idea for Breezy? She's still in the studio with us. Again, if we pick yours as the best, we'll give you Paw Patrol live tickets.
All right, so I'm going to take it easy on her because that is kind of messed up, but I think coffee and donuts for a week straight is doable.
Oh.
Yeah, let's start next week.
One problem. She's on vacation next week.
Yeah.
Well, then gift cards. For coffee and donuts.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going the Dunkin' route here.
Yeah, Whitney, don't you have some gift cards I could get for...
Nope, not for you.
All right, good suggestion. Hang on, we're going to grab a couple more, and then we'll pick our favorite. If yours is the best, we'll come back to you.
Cool, thanks.
Hannah in Rochester, what do you think the punishment should be for Breezy's kernel crimes?
You should take all of the kernels and all the crap in the microwave, put it on a hat, and make her wear it.
Eternal crowd of shame.
Hannah, that's iconic.
What? New York Fashion Week, here we come.
That's amazing. We have a leader so far. Hannah, if yours is the best, we'll come back. We got to grab one more call, though, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, that's pretty good. Let's do one more. Andrea, where are you calling from?
Hilton.
We've got Andrea from Hilton. All right, you're a cleanup batter here. What do you think the punishment should be for Breezy's kernel crimes against The Office?
Well, me and my daughter think she should have to wear a t-shirt saying that she ruined the microwave.
Oh, okay.
Little Scarlet Letter action here.
All right. Yeah. Purely taking the shaming to the next level. All right. Good suggestion. If yours is the best, we'll come back to you. We got to deliberate real quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's tough. So again, we have Shannon, the messing with your coffee cup and peanut butter everywhere.
Oh, I love that.
We had the idea of you had to buy everyone coffee and donuts to make up for it. Andrea's
irrelevant.
Wearing a shirt, shaming you. I don't know about you guys. I like Hannah's idea of the Colonel Corn hat of shame.
Yes, I was going to say.
I know. Yes. That's my fave.
Yeah, yes, that one.
Because the only problem, though, is that you would wear that with pride.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I still think
you know how many people would be wearing that hat after I wore it? Such a fashion statement.
Let her know. Hey, Hannah.
Yeah?
We liked your idea the best. You win.
All I do is win.
Congratulations.
Oh, Hannah. Look at that.
Did you ever think you would have to do such a ridiculous contest for Paw Patrol live tickets?
Nope, but you know, I'm a teacher. I'm
going to
bless the kids,
so. Oh, that's so cute.
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll grab all your info and get you all hooked up, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, and Breeze will work on your Colonel cap of shame.
Dunce cap. Colonel cap.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.